When 2-year-old Kaylee Anthony vanished in 2008, America was horrified, but what followed was even more disturbing. Her mother, Casey Anthony, didn't report her daughter missing for 31 days. Instead, she went clubbing, got a tattoo that read, La Bella Vita, the beautiful life, and spun a web of lies so outrageous, investigators weren't sure if they were dealing with a grieving mother or a pathological manipulator. Then came the smell of human decomposition in the car trunk. Then the discovery of a child's skull in a wooded area, wrapped in duct tape. The evidence was damning, until it wasn't. In a courtroom watched by millions, Casey Anthony's defense team flipped the script. What was supposed to be a slam-dunk prosecution turned into a media circus, culminating in a verdict that left the nation in disbelief. Not guilty. Was this a grotesque failure of justice, or did the prosecution underestimate the power of doubt? So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The Missing Child, The Silent Mother, and the Trail of Lies. On July 15, 2008, Cindy Anthony made a frantic 911 call that set the stage for one of the most chilling investigations in modern American true crime. It smells like there's been a dead body in the damn car, she told the dispatcher. She wasn't wrong, but the body wasn't in the car anymore. Kaylee Marie Anthony, just shy of her third birthday, had not been seen alive for 31 days. Her mother, 22-year-old Casey Anthony, hadn't reported her missing. Instead, Casey was out partying, entering hot body contests, and documenting her carefree nights while her daughter's whereabouts remained unspoken. At first, Casey claimed Kaylee was with a nanny named Zenaida Fernandez-Gonzalez, but police quickly discovered the nanny didn't exist, not in the way Casey described. The address she gave led to an empty apartment. Every lead Casey provided unraveled under scrutiny. Investigators began to suspect they weren't just looking for a missing child. They were chasing the cover-up of a murder. During interrogations, Casey showed no urgency, no tears. She was calm. Too calm. Police pressed her for details, but she spun bizarre tales about employment at Universal Studios and a web of friends no one could verify. It was a maze of deceit, and at the center of it, a toddler still missing. The media latched onto the story with a fury. A beautiful young woman, a vanished child, and a confusing timeline that made no sense. Was this just a case of a young mother in denial, or something far darker? The cadaver dogs hit on Casey's car trunk. Air samples showed signs of human decomposition. There were traces of chloroform, hair samples, but still, no body. In December 2008, the body of Kaylee Anthony was found in a wooded area less than half a mile from the Anthony home. A tiny skull, duct tape across the mouth, a heart-shaped sticker. The remains were badly decomposed, but what they revealed would haunt jurors, prosecutors, and the public for years. Casey Anthony was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. Prosecutors believed they had an airtight case. Circumstantial evidence, computer searches for how to make chloroform, and Casey's erratic behavior. But as the trial approached, the defense prepared a bombshell strategy. Chapter 2. The trial, the shocking defense, and a verdict that split the nation. In May 2011, the trial of Casey Anthony began in Orlando, Florida, with massive public attention. Cable news covered every minute. Protesters screamed outside the courthouse. The question wasn't just, did she do it? It was, how could a mother act so coldly? The prosecution painted Casey as a selfish party girl who saw her daughter as a burden. They claimed she used chloroform, suffocated Kaylee with duct tape, and dumped her body so she could return to a life of freedom. They pointed to Casey's new tattoo, the photos of her dancing during the 31 days Kaylee was missing, and the lies she told investigators. It seemed like an open and shut case, until defense attorney Jose Baez stood up and detonated the courtroom. Casey hadn't murdered Kaylee, Baez claimed. Kaylee had accidentally drowned in the family pool. George Anthony, Casey's father, found the body. Then, in a twist that rocked the courtroom, Baez accused George Anthony of molesting Casey as a child, implying that the family had a pattern of secrets, cover-ups, and dysfunction. George denied the allegations, Suddenly, the trial wasn't just about a dead toddler. It was about family trauma, generational abuse, and emotional chaos. Baez's goal wasn't to prove what happened, it was to prove that no one could know what really happened. And in the American justice system, if there's reasonable doubt, you must acquit. The prosecution never proved how Kaylee died. They had motive and behavior, but no cause of death. The duct tape was controversial. Forensics were disputed. And while the jury wasn't convinced Casey was innocent, they weren't convinced beyond a reasonable doubt that she was guilty of murder. On July 5, 2011, the verdict came in. Not guilty of first-degree murder. Not guilty of aggravated child abuse. Not guilty of manslaughter. She was convicted only of lying to law enforcement. The courtroom gasped. The public was outraged. Outside the courthouse, people screamed. But legally, the jury had done its job. They followed the law. Casey walked out of jail weeks later and vanished from the public eye, until years later when she re-emerged with a documentary project of her own. In a 2022 interview, she claimed she didn't kill Kaylee and pointed the finger again at her father. She said she had been afraid, manipulated, and silenced. But America still wasn't buying it. Casey Anthony remains one of the most hated, most controversial acquitted defendants in U.S. history. Kaylee became a symbol for victimized children, innocent, voiceless, forgotten. And for many, the case isn't just a tragedy. It's a failure of justice, of parenting, of truth.